Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. The Golden State is the greenest state when it comes to funding clean technology companies. California leads the nation in venture capital dollars directed towards green tech, receiving over half of the funding raised by the sector nationwide. California companies brought in $2.8 billion, with Northern California firms receiving about 3 times as much as their Southern California counterparts last year. Behind California, Massachusetts came in a distant second, with nearly $500 million directed at green tech industries. 300 immigrant day laborers and activists from around the country are meeting this week in Los Angeles to exchange labor organizing tactics and to discuss immigration. From KPCC, Ruxandra Guidi has our story.
The umbrella group, National Day Laborer Organizing Network, has been bringing together labor organizers and low-wage workers for the past 6 years to discuss strategy and networking. This year's meeting is focused mostly on one issue, the stepped-up enforcement of immigration law. Alfredo Lopez is from Oaxaca, Mexico, but now living in New Jersey, where he makes $10 an hour painting houses. He says he's here to learn how he can best deal with local police when he gets asked for his papers. Lopez says, "We don't have a choice but to do this kind of work. Only those who are here legally, who speak English, and who have better skills stay out of the streets and get better jobs." During the winter months, Lopez says, work is hard to come by, so he figured he had nothing to lose by coming to this gathering for a couple of days. He and hundreds of other Mexican and Central American men are attending a series of leadership, media training, and alliance-building workshops. The conference will end tomorrow with a protest against L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca's support of the federal Secure Communities program. Activists here say the program is responsible for a rising number of deportations of undocumented day laborers. For the California Report, I'm Ruxandra Guidi in Los Angeles.
Last week, President Barack Obama's proposed budget delivered a package of surprises buried in the fine print. For instance, the plan sent to Congress would eliminate the Agriculture Department's microbiological data program. That may not sound so dramatic, except when you consider what it does, which is screen fresh produce for bacteria harmful to humans, like Salmonella, E. coli, and Listeria. The California Report's Rachel Miro talked to AP reporter Garance Burke about what that particular detail in the fine print means for California consumers and farmers.
This tiny program actually relies on 11 states that cooperate with the federal government to send in samples that they have gotten from grocery store distribution centers. They go out and take these samples of fresh fruits and veggies, and then that goes into a big national database where folks find information about what types of pathogens are showing up in the food we eat.
Why has the USDA decided to cut here of all places?
Well, this program is part of a division that gets fees from the produce industry to do some of its work. So it's sort of a quasi-governmental agency that mostly is responsible for marketing and selling produce. The USDA says this doesn't fit within that division that has as its primary focus selling produce or helping farmers sell produce. They say they want to get out of the testing business and leave that to somebody else who can do it better.
Like the Food and Drug Administration, perhaps? The Centers for Disease Control?
They say the FDA or the CDC should take over this role, but I have to tell you, neither agency is really jumping at that opportunity. They're both facing budget shortfalls and concerns about keeping their current programs going, let alone taking on something new.
So what do the growers that you've talked to in California say about this prospect of losing this program?
Well, growers are actually, for the most part, interested in seeing this program go away. Growers, on the whole, tend to feel that it's not fair that samples of, say, cilantro that has some salmonella in it are taken after the cilantro left their field. They say, you know, maybe the packager or the handler got that salmonella in there. So why should we be penalized if our produce is found to have pathogens? Maybe somebody else did it. So the industry would like to see either another agency step in to take over this role, or they would like to have the responsibility to do the testing themselves, to police themselves.
And some of them do, right?
Correct. Yeah. No, in the Salinas Valley, where we grow so many leafy greens, lettuce, spinach here in California, there are a number of large produce companies that are already collecting a lot of information about what types of bacteria are in their vegetables. So they say, hey, you know, we have this information right now. It's private. We're not exactly willing to share it with just anyone, but perhaps down the road we could play a larger role in, you know, showing people what's in the food.
It does seem like there doesn't appear to be anybody who's stepping up here.
And I think that's one of the concerns that food safety advocates and also, you know, some researchers who often work with industry are raising. They're saying this program is actually irreplaceable. The head of the CDC division that deals with foodborne illness outbreaks told me this plays a vitally important role when people are getting ill across the country. We can check the database to see, you know, what are normal levels of pathogens. So I think there's real worry about that exact issue, that no one's there to fill the gap.
Is this cut a done deal? Is there any hope that somebody might lobby to save the program?
Well, food safety advocates have been very concerned about the lobbying or influence that the produce industry has had in getting this into the budget in the first place. But now that it's in there, there's a lot of public debate about it. Last week in a hearing on Capitol Hill, one of the congresswomen on the House Appropriations Committee actually asked the agriculture secretary, why is this in the budget? So I think that, you know, as the House and the Senate get together with the president to figure out, you know, what kind of budget they're going to approve, this may be something that comes up again.
Garance Burke is an investigative reporter for the Associated Press. She spoke to the California Report's Rachel Miro. That's the California Report for Tuesday, February 21st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, celebrating the 2012 recipients of the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Award. More information is available at www.irvine.org. And the California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org.